Yeah. Thank you for making time for me today. Before I begin, the formal topic I'd like to discuss with you, I just want to share with you a brief anecdote from my Rebbe Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzad Kodesh Livracha, he once told us in Shir, for that's apropos for the Tkufa and also the gravity of your responsibility. So he told us in Shir once that he was, when he was a younger man, on a bus. So a Chilni got on the bus, spotted him, and confronted him. Tochiachli, Shemasha Temomrim, Shagam Limud HaTorah, Ze Sherut Lumi, Efo Zekatu. Right, you guys, you claim that you're a Torah learner, that's why you don't serve in the army, is also Sherut Lumi. It's a Sherut, it's a service to the nation. It's a national service. Where's that written? So my rabbi told them, "Ani ochiach etze mi ivrit pshuta," from simplest Hebrew. Yeah. So he says, "Ma ivrit ata yodeh vada betach yodeh ivrit. Ma hevdel ben sheela lebakasha. What's the difference when ani shoal mimcha or ani mevakesh mimcha? What's the difference?" Thought. Lo yodeh. Sheila ze bishvil hayachid. Bakasha ze bishvil ha'am. Esther omeret, nafshi b'sheilasi ve'ami b'bakashasi. Maskim? Yeah. Shema nachon. It's got two. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem, osa avakesh shitu ve'eis Hashem koi mechaya. So it's I want it for myself, but it's not just I'm being part, but this is what I want for Am Yisrael. Shitu Veshem Koy Mechaya. Alright, so apropos, we say these psukim during Elul, but it's also not just apropos for what we should have in mind when we say psukim, but your responsibility, the apikars is the one said, Maya Hanul Rabban Lididhu Karol Lididhu Tanu, right? That's the apikoros. So what did Rabban give us? They're only learning in, for themselves, right? All right, but so let me buy it. They shouldn't say that, but you guys also shouldn't think it, right? It's, what you're doing here is for Am Yisrael. It's b'shem Kol Yisrael to keep the world going, and also with an achrayus to produce gedolei Torah and morei Horah for next door. Don't rely on other people, right? En adavar tolui ela bi, to paraphrase another famous gemara about Tshuva. Okay. So the pasuk says at the end of the parsha, "V'lanasar Hashem lechem lev ladas ve'inaim lirois ve'ozen lishma adayom mazak." Of course, we didn't give you a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear until this day. What's extra in the pasuk? Think about it for a second, because I need to drink. What's with the body parts? What's with the body parts? Lev, ladas, einayim, liros, haznayim, lishma. Now that I'm going to go out on a limb over here and say, I think they had these body parts already, right? Before hayom hazeh. It's, they got the damas. They got the histaklus, right? But that's not what it says. As if they got these body parts today. So it's not true. There's probably the same heart, eyes, and ears that they were born with. So what's being said? It's a Pasha Pshah on the Pasuk. So Rashi on this Pasuk says a few things, and I want to deal with all of them. Lo Hashem Shem Lachem Lev Ladas Lahakir Chazdei Hashem Li Dabek Bo, right? Interesting. To be Makir Chazdei Hashem, and that I get Ladas, Hakara. Einayim, you also see it. I don't know, just on the side, but you can mamish. It's tangible. You see what Chazdei Hamakom, right? Lishma also you hear a teeth, but it's not just Lahakir Chazdei Hashem Li Dabek Bo. And it's going to come up again. Next Rashi. All right. Ad hayom hazeh. Shamati also Yom Shnosan Moshe Sefer Tol Ibnei Levi, Kamosha Kosavit Nela Kohanim Ibnei Levi. So Rashi says, I heard a medrash that on this day, on this Yom, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving out the Sifrei Torah. Right, so now he started off by giving a Sefer Torah to Bnei Levi. So that caused a little bit of a panic attack. Rabbi Rakhoim Bnei Levi. So Bo Kosavrei Moshe Rabbeinu Af Anu Abmadnu Besinai V'kibalnu Esatera V'nitnu Lanu Umata Mashita Bnei Shiftecha Aleha. Right, we were all by Mamarase, we were all Makabal the Torah, right? Now it looks like you're making Shevet Levi, buy them over the Torah. That's what they thought it represented. And they saw him give them the Sefer Torah, the Mashit B'nei Shevet Chalel. Will come and make Taina, the Torah was only given to us. You know, Varai Moshe Rabbeinu gives Sefer Torah, not to you. V'samach Moshe Aladar, Moshe Rabbeinu liked it, yeah, that they had this type of fear, it's agitation coming from a good place. V'al zois omer lahem, hayom hazeh ni'isam l'am, that's what it says earlier in the pasuk, hayom hazeh ni'isam l'am. Hayom hazeh hevanti, sh'atem dveikim v'chafetim b'makom. Right? Today I understand finally that you are Dveikim v'chafetzim b'makom. Now, I understand chafetzim. Now, you don't want the Torah just to be labies. You want Torah. But again, it's like dveikim. Yeah. Dovek. And it comes up again. Now, there's another drasha that they say over here. Kamadmai Rashi brings it elsewhere that, you know, Arayom Azeh, the Mikan She'ein Odom Oimed Aldas Rabo Ad Arboim Shara. So Arayom Hazeh, you know, because it was 40 years that they're, you know, handling in the desert. You know, and so on. This is what completed the 40 years. So they have Lev Ladasi. Now also Shema Arayom Hazeh. Right. So let me ask you a question. Right? Why should that be the case? In Adam Omer Al Das Rabat Arbaim Shana. I don't know. I think you definitely remember it the best when you first heard the Shir. Right? I don't know, 40 years later, maybe, you know, remember it. Maybe you're mixing it with other stuff that you heard elsewhere. Just what does it mean? And I'm omeid al das rabba. Right, just the taich. You know, what is being described. Now, there's another thing that came up a few times in the parsha that was alluded to in Rashi, on hayom hazeh niyeh sala'am. So Rashi said on that pasuk per se, hayom hazeh, Kilu Hayom, as if today you were chosen. And it comes out as Hashem Her Mart Hayom, Hashem Her Mirch Hayom, same drosha, Rashi says. Hayom, it has to be as if today, first time today, and that's, you know, the famous Chazal, we have in a lot of places, B'chom Yu Beinecha Kechadoshim. So I want to ask you something. All right, what does that mean? What is the phenomenon that we're describing? You sit on a sugya, you know, till you plots, right? Where you're going to pretend every day, you know, it's like the first time you're seeing it. You know, you really want to go vaited. Rosh Kol doesn't let you, right? But, kechadoshim? First, like the first time I ever saw it. Right? No, just what is the phenomenon that Chazal want us to do when they say, so you berech kachadoshim. I want to be mekayim that Chazal. What do I do? I'll pretend? You know, what are Chazal telling me to do? It all sounds nice, but yeah, you know, but you know, in the tachlis, you know, what are we talking about? Right? Are we talking about self-deception? It says, you beinecha kechadoshim, right? You lavod alav beinayim, you know, fool yourself. Is that Moshe to say? Beinecha, pretend. Now note the word, beinecha, again, body parts. So, you know, before we unpack this, I want to throw out another question, right? The midrashim that gave us the idea of Elul. Kamadumani, it's all based on Midrashim, called Yemei Ratzon. What is it about Elul that it was hukfuli may rotsen? You know, what is it? What event happened? So those midrashim tell us, we make the cheshbon. If Moshe Rabbeinu came down with this Lucha Shnius on Yom Kippur, and that's why it's a hukva, it's a Yom Mechila V'Sichel Yisrael, L'Dorei Doros, took us back and gave us the Luchas again, even though they weren't the same like the first, and we're going to discuss that. All right? So when calling Moshe Rabbeinu up, that he's Nisratzelanu, Yemei Ratzon, was in Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's when the Dibur of Psalacha was. Okay. So here's my question. All right? Should have been a one-day trip. Is it Bishlama? By Luchas Rishonus, Moshe Rabbeinu was also going up to learn Kol Torah Kula. Right? That's what Yabar Yom, the Medrash Tanchuma says, right? That he knew it was, how did he know it was day and night? It was up there. When he was learning Tarshav Chassav, it was day. When it was Tarshav Bapel, it was night. So he counted, switched off 40 times. Right? So he was learning Kol Torah Kula. And then Kichalosa Lidaberito, so he gets the Luchas also. Right? So he learned it all already. This is all for the function of Vachasafti Aluchas Esadrom Hashiva Aluchas Rishon Hashir Shibarta. So it should have been a one-day trip. Go up on Erev Yom Kippur, right? Come down Yom Kippur, the second Luchas. Why 40 days? But of course, the number 40 should, ring a bell over here, because Ein Adam Omed Al Dasrat Arba'im Shana, we know that, these two things are related to each other in a very horrendous way. How so? The whole Chedem Ragim was 40 days, and we got Shana Liyom, Shana Liyom. Right? There's a parallel there, right? Which we'll discuss. All right, but, what is it about, that the second Luchas also took 40 days, 40 nights, even though it's Moshe Rabbeinu already learned Kol Torah Kula. Right? Still, it's a 40-day process. It starts from Rosh Chodesh Elul and ends with Yom Kippur. And that's where we understand that tshuva already starts from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and maybe we have to discuss what the nature of that tshuva is. I got another question. What do you do with Luchos? We make a big deal. We lost the Luchos Rishonos. It's a tragedy. We're still, we haven't fully repaired. Luchos Shnius doesn't put us back where we were, but it somehow reinstates. But what do you do with Luchos? I mean, you might give someone Hagba on them as a practical joke, right? But it's not a safer Torah you could lane from. What is the function of these Luchos? Right, it's another question to bear in mind. All right, so I want to go back to the idea, Yehu b'necha k'chadoshim. So let's start from the other way, right? Right. What do we mean by chadoshim? Right? Torah doesn't change. So Yehu b'necha k'chadoshim, what do we mean? Even though it's the same Torah, what is when something gets old? Right? It's been there, done that. Right? So it's nisyashin. Right? It gets old, gets boring. Right? Because you had the experience already. And the greatest hispilus is from the first moment. That's why, if you didn't make a shechion when you first got something, you don't, you could still do it as long as you have the hispilus, but after a while, you can't make the bracha anymore. Right? It's actually what this whole thing is alluded to in the beginning of the parsha, with the parsha of Bikurim, the first. The first is what you're most nispol from, right? So of course, it's the same Torah. It's the same Torah, but the Torah never gets old. And why is that? Even though it's the same Torah that's been there for, Eish Chora Gabe Eish Levana, since before Briyas HaOlam, right? It can't get old, because it's like the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Right, it's infinite. So even though it's the same Torah, there's also saying that you've already had the whole experience, and if I'm doing it again, it's the same thing. So I'm not nispol anymore. It's not shaykh to be makif the Torah, udvorav chayim v'kayamim lad ol me'olamin. The Torah is alive, and it's alive, like a rebirth called Elokim Chaim. That there's no such thing as being makif the entirety of Torah. And indeed, the Maral's Yorto was just earlier this week. Maral says, so I make the bracha, bracha to Hashem, noisein ha-Torah, lashon hoiveh. Matan Torah never stopped. Matan Torah was a process that's going on, you know, forever and ever and ever. Right? Because the Torah is kivyochol, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's infinite. Right? So, even if, you know, we could capsulize it in the oisius ha-Torah, right? But those oisius, what's behind those oisius is oirus, you know, tremendous divine lights of Ritzono Yisborach, Chochmaso Yisborach, that doesn't get old like God himself doesn't get old. So Chodesh doesn't mean it's a different Torah every day. Chodesh means that it never gets old. It means in the negative that there's no such thing as that you've had the entirety of the experience that, you know, when you come back to it, it's like, been there, done that. Cholam roim es hakolos. What did they see? So they saw the sound. What did they see? It has the same as spilus, you know.
Yeah, that.
Okay, so I'm getting to the point. All right, I'm building the point, right? But Cholam roim es hakolos. What did they see? The fact that the Torah is black on white, which is, you know, letters which we pronounce, right? You know, say so that's all. It's like one dimensional, right? So let's say we'll call it, you know, we'll call it sound, right? Right. Roim es hakolos, they saw that this stuff is alive. You know, generally sound, you know, so we say in Hebrew, Zata Omer, who says is real? Yeah, you could say. They saw. So this is Metzias. They saw the Eiris of Torah, which is more or less the Etzenei Torah, Ner Mitzvah V'Tayra Or, Eirisa, right? They saw this stuff is not just the words. They saw that this stuff has substance to it. There's what to see. It's real. It's real. It's Elokos, Mamish, right? And so of course, Torah can never get old. It's infinite, right? If you understand it one way today, you are sure to understand it another way tomorrow, you know, because it's Aruka Meretz Midor Chava Minyan. So why is it not that way? Why? I mean, not you guys, but there are people that, you know, they can't bear to see to read the same thing twice. And why? What's the problem? The Torah never gets old. It's infinite. Because your eyes don't see. I mean, Amiso, Poska Zumasan by Mamad Har Sinai, like the Nefesh Chaim describes in Shar Gimel, that they were so nitar b'chusheyem, they spiritualized all their senses, and they could sense the Elokus in Torah, and that was Dafka, and it was also only by Mamad Har Sinai. It wasn't there, you know. There were permanent madregas, we're going to explain more in a second. But these eyes that we have, what do the eyes see? They just see black on white. They see colors. They see shapes. That's all they see. The ears, what do they hear? They don't hear the mahus of the Divrei Torah. They hear the sound bites. They hear sounds. Right? So, you know, so of course, with the Megushim Dika eyes, right, you're seeing the same black on white. It's boring because I saw this black on white before. Right? I heard these sounds before. So if you're only, you know, Oches in the chitzonius of the dover, the tsurasa oisius, right? You know, the sound bites. So of course it gets poor. I've heard this sound before. I've seen these letters before. Right? And that's what Chazal and Meram is. You bei necha k'chadoshim. You know, you're the problem. Your eyes are the problem. Torah is always new, right? Torah is infinite. You know, if Torah is boring, it's not that the Torah is boring. Torah can never be boring. It's not shayach. Right, you are the problem. You bei necha k'chadoshim, right? Yeah. It's not a tzivu on us to make the Torah new. The Torah is be'etzem ageless, right? The tzivu is on us to fix our eyes. You bei necha k'chadoshim, do something about it, right? And that's also, you know, what we strive for when we learn iyun is to get past the black on white, get past, you know, and get past, you know, just the words that we here to get into the mahus that's nislabish in those words. We have to get break past the black on white, break past the sound bites to get into the mahus adover, and then you're really seeing Torah. Then you're really hearing Torah. You know, Friday's a Shacharis day, right? Okay, so just checking, right? So we say Birchas Kriyashma, right? Avinu Avrachaman, Hamrachim, Rachim is the same as Avinu Avskil. Avin, Haskil, Shmoa, Luma, Lami, Lishra, Vlasil, Kayim, is called the Rei Samutar Sechabava. No, what more do you want? I have said, you want Bina, Lavin, Haskil, Luma, Lami, Lishra, Vlasil, Amanas Lasos also. So what's Viter after all that? V'ho'er einenu b'soira secha, v'dabek libeinu mitzvah secha. What are you asking for that wasn't already nichlal? In the whole long list, Lishra v'laso su'akayim, love v'nohaskil, l'mod u'lame. This was like, and after all that, v'ho'er einenu secha, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvah secha. Right? Because you could understand Torah genuk, right? You know, to be yotze mitzvah. You know, you understand the directives, you know, the instructions. You know, you'll shuckle the lulav, you'll be yotze lulav. You know, you'll blow shofar, be yotze shofar, right? So it's lishmor v'lasos sulakayin, right? And you might understand it well enough that you'll give over, you know, the way it's written. You won't change a thing, and you'll give it over the way it's written to someone else, you know? Lulamed, you know? The same black and white. I didn't change anything. I didn't tamper with anything, right? How much havana in the mahus adar do you need, right? Just to pass on faithfully without changing anything. Lilmod lamed lishmor v'lasos l'kayim. You know, be mekayim the mitzvahs, yeah? As it says in Shulchan Aruch, right? And a person could do all that without being in touch with the or shel Torah, and being dovek in the mahus of Torah, right? You know, everyone knows your famous Chazal, Anoichi, by Matan Torah, Anoichi Nutrikum, Ana Nafshoi Kasves Yavis. Right? The Gemara Shem Kivyoch says, I took myself, I wrote myself down, I gave myself over. The Torah is mamish, the medium of Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Nefesh Chaim's Marichon, you know, in Shaar Dalet, over and over again. There is no bigger Dveikus than Divrei Torah. It's all, you know, to cling to his Rotzen, to cling to his Chachma, that's to cling to him, right? He brings a Yerushalmi. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulam eina megiyas ledobar echad midivrei Torah. All the mitzvahs combined, which we do with our guf, doesn't get to one dvar Torah, one dibur from Torah. Because the dibur from Torah, be'emes, is diburo yisbroch its mouth, to cling, there is nothing higher than that. Olam haba doesn't get higher than that. Right? But you have to be so, to have that type of relationship with divrei Torah, right? That we're not just hearing instructions, but we're absorbing iris of Elokus, Ritzono Yisborach, and absorbing it into us, making it part of us. They were Maush Dovek, and we're like, Chelek Hashem Amo, right? That's Vayarinenu B'sara Secha, and we made a Vedabek Liban Mitzvah, not just to be Mekayim Mitzvah, but there's a Dvekus. Right? And the challenge is, you know, the Neshama, that's not the biggest challenge, you know. Although even the neshama doesn't get it for nothing, you know, without Amelos Batera, the big challenge is the guf. Mm-hmm. Right? The guf that's lagging behind, that the guf is not, you know, doesn't run, you know, on the same, you know, it doesn't run perfectly parallel to the neshama. Ribor Shalom, what is Gemara saying? Brach Staf Yad, Ritzenenu Lassos Ritzoncha, Mi Ma'akev, Sor Shabir, Shibud Malchus, you know, the Golas and the HR again, the matter. Let's see. It's mi ma'akev. It's ma'akev between the rotzen, which is in the neshama, and the guf. Right? The amazing tikkun of luchas. Right? You know what the end of what luchas abris are, as I heard from Kamfer Rebbe Moshe Shapiro. Right? Is besoid kosveim al luchos libecha. The luchas had a certain cosmic standing, national standing. It represents the hearts of Am Yisrael. The luchos is the heart of Am Yisrael. It was the national heart of Am Yisrael. And it was beso kosvei maluchos libecha, divrei Torah were engraved upon us. Mamish, we and the divrei Torah were one. Beguf, not just b'neshama, even beguf, one, engraved on the heart. Kosvei maluchos libecha. And that's what it means. Al tikrei chorus ela cherus. Right, we were free from, you know, from the Malchamas, from the Yetzirah. We were mamish, one with Divrei Torah. The Luchos were connected that Metzias. There was a dual purpose when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. There was a, why'd I have to take out? All right, Chazal already point out, it's a Medrash Rabbah there, right? You know, that, you know, it's a Pella that you can learn, you know, infinite Torah in 40 days and 40 nights. And the Gemara Takas, you know, measured beautiful nuschos and midrash. That at the end, you know what? It was all b'matana, because you know, 40 days, right? It's not reasonable ishtadlus for a Torah that I feel mashe tamid vasek shol me rabo nigla l'moshe. Right? It was a nace. Right? A few different lishonos and midrashim. What was the manner, or was all klolim masolo, whatever. But ech shelo yeh. Right? Once we're doing a nace anyway, do it in one day. You need a nace anyway. It's not that 40 days and 40 nights is enough, right? It's still a pella, that a Torah, that's a rule. You could, you know, 40, it's a pella anyway, right? So do it in one day. Right? It's not mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu, not mitzad we built to Yecholas Hashem. It's mitzad Am Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu is in Shemayim, Am Yisrael is also undergoing a transformative experience on earth. In perfect parallel, Am Yisrael on earth needs time for things to settle. They just had Mamad Har Sinai. They have to internalize it. Now we're getting to the idea of 40, right? You say, well, no, it's 40 is to make a whole set, right? Arba'im Yom of Yetzirah Savlat, right? The Ribon Shalom, you know, created the world in 6 days. You know, me and you can't do it, but he can, right? So we're told he did, it was Lama Tes Melachas, right? The whole world. But it wasn't actually Lama's, it's like the Mishnah's Meramis, Arboim Chasar Achas, like the Mishnah says, Mishnah Meramis to this point. Because as Rashi brings it, Ma'alam Chasar Shabbos, Bo Shabbos Ma Menucha, which means the whole Bria is really 40. It's like Yitzur Savlat. So also the Tzura of the Olam, right? And Am Yisrael gets a new Tzura in course of these 40 days. We were Avodim in Mitzrayim, and now we're Am HaTaira. We're refashioned. It's a new Tzura. Right? Because there's the Torah and there's me, but there's the new Tzura of how the two merge and meld into one. A Nayar Tzura of how the two entities are synthesized into one Yeshus. And this is all Merumah's Hetev in the Metzias of the first Luchas. V'aluchas Mais Elokim Hema v'michtav michtav choros aluchas. The first Luchas, the outstanding aspect about it that separated them from second Luchas was the Luchas themselves were Mais Elokim. Maisa. You do Maisa with your guf. And the Luchas, which was the guf of the Luchas, were Mais Elokim. Right? And it is besod, Am Yisrael's magdim nasel nishma. Right, Am Yisrael reached at that moment of Madrid that they still needed 40 days to internalize. That should be nisyashev in them, hetev, right, bichorus on their luchas. That, you know, to do Ratzon Hashem is so natural. You can be magdim nasel nishma. You don't have to convince me. My asiyah is so naturally hooked up with Ratzon Hashem. So moshcheni acharecha narutza. Right? And interesting, the Medrash in Parshas Yisrael says, by the Cheta Egel, the Ribor Shem said, Shavartem Nase Hizaru Benishma. It's Niflam mode. Right? That the Medrash's Magdi, what the Cheta Egel ruined, was we poured Hashem two kaisis in Sinai. Nase Nishma, Shavartem Nase Hizaru Benishma. Right? The original Madrega, which we never got back, even with the second Luchas, of how the Luchas were Maisakim, which is connected to Tara Saguf. Right? And that Torah mamish was mamish absorbed in our blood, right? Mamish engraved on the hearts, right? That the Madrega of Nase Karm L'Nishma, you don't have to convince the body to do it, don't have to force it. It's hooked up with Ratzon Hashem, Shavartim Nase. And connected Shavartim Nase, we don't have Haluchas Mais Elokim Hema, Shavartim Nase, you don't have Haluchas Mais Elokim. We lost that. Now the second, Hizaru Benishma, we still have Divrei Torah we can listen to, Shimu Uschi Nafshchem. Right? So now the second luchas, the chasafti aluchas. So we have a heart of stone. That's the heart that we have, heart of stone. But we have to be chores, chisel away it's not the same natural, it doesn't fit together so naturally, right? You have to chisel away, right? You have to work at it, right? Work at it, right? And, you know, right? So now you understand what it means. Erdom Omed al Das Robo Ad Arboim Shona, the number 40 is not arbitrary, right? You know, what once took 40 days, Legabe Kola Torah Kula, right? Now takes 40 years even for one Dvar Torah. But what you need the 40 years for, what you need the 40 years for is, not that you'll remember better what the Rebbe, the actual, like we said, the black on white, the sound bites, it's never fresher than the first moment you heard it from your Rebbe. That's not the issue. It's not, we're not talking about the black on white, we're not talking about the sound bites, right? What takes the 40 years, how the Torah should be Nisyashev, right? If you didn't forget it, so if you didn't forget it, it'll, so it first gets annexed to your neshama, but in course of the 40 years, it starts settling in the guf. And then your omer al das rabo, because that's mamish sitting in your biochemical brain after 40 years. Should have been 40 days and only for, and for kol Torah kula, that's what it is. But when that happens, you know, you have mamish, you're not just saying over divrei Torah. You have mamish das Torah in your head. You think like the Torah does. And that's also called dveikus. So when Torah's on the outside, you listen. When there's Torahs on the inside, then now the Torah is a real connection between you and the Ribon Shel, between him and Dibur. It's in you. It's Nisyashev in you. It's settled in you. That's called Dveikus. So Imela, we understand now. Let's all go back to Rashi. Right? The challenge is mitzad, the guf, not mitzad, the neshama, right? The neshama is not, it's not that, you know, we have to work on the neshama, tikkun on the neshama also, but it's the guf that lags so far behind from ruchnius. Ruchnius b'chlal, Torah, that's even higher than ruchnius b'frat, right? And we haven't attained dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if our guf has no shaychus to divrei Torah, right? And when it does have a shaychus to divrei Torah, it's like a whole new body, because now it's niskadish b'kedusha satera. So that's what the pasuk says, right? Lo Hashem lachem leiv ladas einayim liros. Today, you know, after 40 years in the desert, right? Finally, right? The divrei, even though they got Torah at Sinai 40 years earlier, it starts getting absorbed. There's now a new type of leiv, a leiv ladas einayim liros, as naim lishmoa, that when the, and that's what also Chazal say, vayam shama tishmo, tishma b'yoshan, tishma b'chodesh. That you're not just, you know, the first shamoas, you're just the sound bites, but the tishmu is the mahus of divrei Torah. It's a different type of hearing. You don't just hear sound bites. It's a different type of seeing. It's a different type of understanding. Mamish having das Torah as a part of mamish in guf, and that's what it means, right? Laker chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really to be makir, not that you say over like all these, you know, stories in Amal Diyashkoch, but not lahakir, really appreciate, you know, chaz Hashem, even when your day didn't go exactly the way you like it, right? Really, lahakir chazdei Hashem, v'lidovek bo, right? When HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu sees, they're really agitated. They were really bothered that Levi might take the Torah for themselves. Which me and you would say, great, only they have to keep mitzvahs, not me and you, right? Right? But they were agitated, really agitated. So as was it, Hayom Azeh Niesel Om, Hayom Azeh Vanti, Shatem Dveikim, the Chafetzim Bamakoms, Dveikus, because the Kuf also, right? It's penetrated the body, even for not on the level of Luchas Rishoros, but like on the level of Luchas Shnius. That type of penetration of Divrei Torah in the Kuf. Right? All right, and we made it, you know, and when we reach that, when we actualize this, you know, we get to a me'ein, you know, a me'ein of you behind a chachadoshim, right? We could be zochetet, we're zochet to leiv ladas, einayim liros, as nice job, leiv ladas, you, the person who's really zochet to that will feel, it won't look always the same, you know, it's the same black and white, but he's not seeing the black and white, seeing the or hatera, the var neinu besar secha. I mean, Meli has the Vedabek Libenim, it's a Dveikus, mom. So now, this process of alignment, you know, of aligning the Guf and the Neshama that we're talking about, What's another word for it? Tshuva. Tshuva. We have to restore because the body and soul were meant to be, you know, in perfect congruence and in perfect harmony. So the body fell away. First from Chet Adam Rishon, then it was a restoration, Mamar said, then again Rachet Ego. We're bringing it back. And that's what the Zohar says, Tshuva, Toshuv Hei, Hei Tata, which is Besoid Malchus, so the Nefesh that's in the Gufa, Shitufa the Gufa, we bring it back. What's the meter that brings it back? Bina. Ulevavo Yavin Veshav Rafalo, and that's why also in Shmon Esrei we have the bracha of Atachonel and Das, you know, Havona, then Ashivan Vesar Secha, right? Right, but it's, so of course, you know, what the general Musa storm says, because you start thinking about what is life all about, and I got to make a change. That's, you know, the classical way of Ulevavo Yavin Veshav Verafa, but it's a lot deeper. It's about being Zocha to the Mida of Havona, of Lev Ladas, and Ben, what, Labina? Ben? All right, the good thing Rosh Kol's not here. What?
Ben Arboy.
Again, number four. Who is it? Guess. Ben Arboyim Labina. It's about the Midah of Bina. That's where the Midah of Bina is where we attain this reconciliation. And Bina is where and which organ? From the pasuk we quoted a second ago from Navi. That's Leva Das, but the pasuk goes Ulevavo Yavin. Ulevavo Yavin. Ulevavo Yavin. Shav Ruffalo. What are the luchas? The Lev of Am Yisrael. And Mela. And saying that, you know, so now this is, you know, this with everything that we say, okay, I have a great appreciation for the remez of the Bala Turim. To Elul, es levavcha ve'es levav. It's all about building the heart, so building the luchas, not the heart. You know, the heart of Am Yisrael, our national heart, that Divrei Torah should be chalon, b'so kosem luchas levavcha. And that's what takes the 40 days. P'so lecha, it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu had to, the 40 days is mitzideinu. It starts, Moshe Rabbeinu, p'so lecha. Right, start chipping away. The process is finalized 40 days later, with a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Otherwise, it would take 40 years even for one dvar Torah. But you know, the Rosh accelerates the process. You may Russell it's taka 40 days. 40 days, like the first time around, but it's for to build the heart, and that's our avodah during Elul. You know, to build up the heart. Es levavcha ve'es levav. Right, working on ourselves. You know, not just to learn Torah, but to grind away ourselves that, you know, that to carve Torah and engrave it in our heart, that should be in the siyashiv believe that, you know, that sometimes when we're chozer b'tshuva shlemu, v'yashav v'rafalo, the tshuva shlemu is mamish, another kabbal satorah. That's why we got the second luchos on Yom Kippur. That's why kabbal satorah in the sense that now we're still obligated to keep the law. It's not kabbal satorah like the first time that, you know, that all of a sudden, you know, now you're chayiv in mitzvah. So it's a kabbal satorah literally. Kabbal satorah l'toch halev, and that's called tshuva shlema that we've restored and the guf and the sham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu all in alignment. Ken yirotzu, k'siv chasim ha'toiva.